Okay, good morning everybody. Welcome to our Limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. We are on the last halacha in Klal Vav and Hilchos Lashon Hara, which is Midbeis. In Kvar Ovar, we're learning on the last halacha over here about Kabbalah Lashon Hara, about listening and believing in Lashon Hara, which as we said yesterday is Aser. Everything that's Aser to say is Aser to hear and believe. The only thing we said yesterday, just to review a little bit, is everybody made yesterday. What was that? What's the heter? You're not allowed to listen. You're not allowed to believe it. But if you hear it, you're allowed to write baruch. You're allowed to be choshesh, to guard yourself, to protect yourself. You're allowed to be, suspect, but not believe it. And if you've already violated and you heard the lashon hara and you believed it. And whether the lashon hara that was said about the other person is regarding something he did to her neighbor ben al-mukhavero, or something that he did that he was God forbid whatever machal shabbos or something, so tikuno, how does he fix himself? Shechazek lahotzi advarim milibo shel alamimam. It's interesting. In other words, when you say lashon hara, there's very little you can do it except for ask mechila. What if you hear lashon hara? What do you do? I didn't say lashon hara. How do I do tshuva over here? How do I do a tikkun? So he says you got to try to unbelieve it. You know what I mean? In other words, there are times when someone tells you something, I can't believe that. Bernack did that. I can't. I wouldn't believe anything bad about tzaddik. So I can't believe it. So let's say someone says something to you, and you're. Oh my gosh, he really did that? Oh wow, I can't believe that. And then you realize, that's awesome. I shouldn't believe that. So then you try to unbelieve it. It's not easy, but you try. You say, you know what? Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not true. It's hot. But maybe it's not true. You try to unbelieve it, so to speak. And obviously, you should accept upon yourself except for the future, they should never accept Lashon Hara again. Again? That would be your tshuva. Meretz Hashem will never do it again. Say vidui, confess, I heard Lashon Hara, I should never listen and believe Lashon Hara again. Again, the process of tshuva is always what Rabbi said. Hakarata al sha'avar, right? Feel remorse that you did it in the past. And to accept vidui and accept upon yourself that you won't do it again. So that's what's similar over here. But Zayi Takin 11 Vesin Sha'avai Day Kabbal Sashanar Kamvur La Bzichel Madayin Lo Siper Lachem. Okay, let us begin Klal Zayin. Now, here we have. Let's read the Hakdam. If you have, it says the Chofetz Chaim Beklal Zeh in this rule. Yivur Iser Kabbal Sashanar Nemer Fnei Shlosha. What's the din of listening to Lashon Hara if it was said in front of three, or b'fanav in front of him, v'din in the person himself? And also we're going to learn him Shema Sifa B'hamir, Nashem Shakoya Tzevi'ir, M'siach V'tumah, M'hem and K'vetrei, Rosh HaSifim. Now we're going to end the interesting halacha. If you remember, way back, we had such an issue where we discussed Lashon Hara that was said, Ba'ape Tlosa, Lashon Hara that was said in front of three people, you remember? And it was a misnomer, so to speak, that people think, once Lashon Hara was said in front of three people, that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara in front of three people. We said, that's absolutely crazy. Can't say Lashon Hara in front of one person. It's more usher to say it in front of a lot of people. But there was a slight heter sometimes. If something's already public knowledge, then there are certain kulas. So now we're going to go the opposite. What about listening? Halacha Aleph says in Klal Zayin, listening and believing Lashon Hara is aser even if the teller said it in front of many people in public. Even though it was said in front of a lot, you see, something said in front of a lot of people, it gives a little more credence. If I say to one, if I'm the only guy listening to you, you just tell me stories. If I get up in front of the whole class and say, everybody said, listen, I want to tell you something. But yet, I don't want to say. I want to tell you something in front of. If I say in front of everybody, so everyone figures, listen, if Connecticut is saying you're ready in front of everybody, No. You have no if it's Lashon Hara, there's an issue to listen to Lashon Hara. It doesn't make a difference if you said it in front of one person. There are things that are said in the newspaper, Rabbi say, that are absolute lies. There are people say on the radio things. Oh, said in the radio. Oh, it was printed in a book, right? You can print lies in a book, you can print lies in a newspaper, and you can say lies on a radio, right? So just because it's said in front of a lot of people doesn't mean it's true. Rak, yesh l'shom l'chush v'lizev l'achras adover. Now, once a lot of people hear it though, they could be suspicious in terms of trying to figure out what's the story. Now, already, if it's already in public, and they hear it's true, okay, so now they have to give a little, they have to give the person who did the wrong thing, they have to give him tochacha, they have to give him mussar. But it's no less than if it was said in front of one, but it was sent in front of a lot of people. Okay, so we got up to Klal Zayin, halacha, beis, we'll continue tomorrow with Hashem. Hashem kayach to everybody for coming and learning. Save a couple of times.